USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The defense has rested in the Kyle Rittenhouse murder case. He was charged in the deaths of two Black Lives Matter protesters last year in Kenosha, Wisconsin. During the final parts of the trial, witnesses took the stand, including a video expert who was there to break down footage.
What is the total amount of time of this event?
2 minutes and 55 seconds.
Just the day before, an emotional Rittenhouse broke down when he was asked about the shooting.
There was people right there.
Rittenhouse claims he acted in self-defense. The prosecution says he went to Wisconsin because he was looking for trouble. A pair of powerful storm systems, including a rare November blizzard, are forecast to hit the northern United States. Blizzard warnings are in place for parts of northeastern South Dakota through Friday night. This is USA Radio News.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on. Like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
The United States honored Veterans Day with celebrations around the country. President Biden was at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. He called veterans the spine of America and promised to meet the sacred obligation owed to them.
Our veterans represent the best of America. You are the very spine of America, not just the backbone. You're the spine of this country. And all of us owe you.
A pair of powerful storm systems, including a rare November blizzard, are forecast to hit the northern United States. Blizzard warnings are in place for parts of northeastern South Dakota and western Minnesota through Friday night. Several inches of snow and wind gusts of up to 55 miles per hour could create whiteout conditions and difficult travel in the area as an intensifying windy storm, sometimes known as a November witch, is striking the region. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One governor is making a major stand against the vaccine mandates.
As more states are taking a stand against President Biden's vaccine mandate, Republican Governor Ron DeSantis from Florida tells Fox News a special session is being called next week in the Sunshine State to make plans on fighting the mandate.
We are going to have a special session next week. We're going to do a number of things. One, no Floridian is going to be able to be fired over these jabs. We want people to be able to keep their jobs and not be thrown out of work. We're providing protection. We're also going to ban any type of mandates for vaccines for school children. That's a parent's decision. That is not something that is going to be forced on children. And then, of course, we are fighting back against Biden's unconstitutional OSHA rule. We're in court in the 11th Circuit. The 5th Circuit's already ruled. I think the 11th's going to be positive as well. And so we're fighting them on all fronts.
From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Insurance prices are going up.
Average premiums are up 4% from last year and 47% from 2011. Deductibles have surged over 68% in cost from a decade ago. Additionally, employers at smaller companies face deductibles up to 70% higher than those at larger firms. Currently, around 155 million Americans rely on employer-sponsored health coverage. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.